Happier, a program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. Each year, injuries place a significant burden on the WA health system through disability, trauma and premature death. Understanding some of the key risk factors and preventative measures can help reduce the risk of serious injuries occurring. Samantha Menzies from Injury Matters is joining us today to talk us through risk factors and preventative measures. Welcome, Sam, and thanks for joining us on the program this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, Sam, most people would have experienced an injury of some form over their lifetime. Just how common are serious injuries in Western Australia?
Well, in Western Australia, they're pretty common. So we've got 1 in 3 people die every day due to an injury-related incident. 1 in 6 people report an injury that requires treatment by a health professional every year. And injury was the leading underlying cause of death for individuals aged 1 through to 54.
Those are staggering numbers. What are the types of serious injuries and why does this affect our health system in particular?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, in WA, the most serious injuries that cost the most are falls, road traffic injuries. And so road traffic injuries, you know, sort of branches across your motor vehicle occupants, your motorcyclists, your pedal cyclists and pedestrians. Then we have homicide and violence, suicide and self-inflicted injuries, fire, burns and scalds, poisoning and drowning. So this, you know, range of injuries, they really do cost the health system a lot of money. So in Australia, we're looking at 8.4% of the burden of disease is injury, and this is 7.6 or $8.9 billion of health expenditure. So health expenditure includes things like public hospital admitted patients, public hospital emergency departments, dental, GP costs, PBS and a range of other things, including pathology.
And are there some groups of people more prone to injury in this sense?
Yeah, we do have people more prone to injury, unfortunately. So we've got people that are higher risk than others are males. We have older adults included in there. And we have Aboriginal people and regional residents. They're the most likely to experience the burden as a result of an injury. And to go into a little bit more detail, Aboriginal people experience 3 times higher rates of injury than non-Aboriginal people, and the injury burden was twice as high amongst males. So you're looking at 28 per 1,000 people compared to females, which was 12 per 1,000 people.
And with these numbers and groups of people experiencing injury, what preventative measures can these groups of people take to avoid certain injuries as well?
Well, look, it's up to, obviously, personal responsibility to a degree, but I think everyone has a role to play in reducing prevalence and impact of injuries in WA. So some activities that they can do would be identifying causes of injury, removing or reducing people's exposure to them. Injury prevention involves actions to both avoid injury from occurring in the first place and reducing the harm that may occur if an injury does happen. So, you know, they occur in a variety of settings. So we've got social, behavioural, environmental factors, and injury prevention requires a multidisciplinary approach. So initiatives that use more than one strategy have the greatest chance of success. And we have a spectrum of prevention model comprising of 6 interrelated levels designed to shift focus beyond individual education interventions to a multifactorial approach. So if you want me to run through those quickly, I can, just in a dot point.
Sure thing.
Yeah, we've got influencing policy and legislation, mobilising neighbourhoods and communities, changing organisational practice, fostering coalitions and networks, educating providers and promoting community education. And then, you know, we've obviously got to strengthen individual knowledge and skills and assuring access to quality health care as well.
I want to know a little bit more about what drug and alcohol consumption can do to increasing the risk of injuries. Is this something that will increase the risk of injury in a sense?
Absolutely. So drinking alcohol can increase your risk of injury, which can obviously have a devastating effect on someone's life and those close to them, can result in hospitalisation and death. And illicit drug use can have severe health effects as well. And these sort of effects are poisoning, and we're seeing overdose rates increase as well, mental illness, self-harm, suicide and death by accidental poisoning. And when people drink too much on one occasion, it can cause alcohol-related accidents. So many of these problems are caused by drinking too much on one occasion, and this is really preventable. So the types of things that happen by drinking too much on one occasion is injury, violence, burns, falls, antisocial behaviour, and problems can also occur with your friends, families and third parties. So obviously we recommend people are aware of the National Health Medical Research Council guidelines recommending for health and women drinking no more than 4 standard drinks on a single occasion. And evidence shows that alcohol, the more it's consumed on a single occasion, the skills and inhibitions decrease while risky behaviour increases. And obviously that's leading to a greater risk of injury. And so a large number of people in WA are admitted to hospital for burns, falls and assaults and other injuries because they have been drinking too much on one occasion. So in 2018, approximately, this is a pretty staggering number, 12,203 people in WA were hospitalised for injuries that were attributable to alcohol. And that's over 60% of alcohol attributable hospitalisations in 2018. And the most common injuries are falls, motor vehicle accident injuries, making up to 41 and 17% of short-term harms, respectively. So yeah, alcohol and other drugs are causing a huge problem around injuries.
Definitely. I didn't realise they had such staggering numbers involved with those statistics there. Let's talk about children now. So what can parents do to minimise the risk of injury to their young children in particular?
Well, parents can prevent injuries in young children by creating the environment that's safe and not risky. So the most common injuries can be prevented by doing some key things such as locking windows, using barriers and stair gates, using car seats for infants and toddlers and booster seats for older children and making sure that those seats are fitted correctly. Things, of course, around installing fences around swimming pools that are approved, smoke alarms in the home and ensuring that children's bath water is between 37 degrees and 38 degrees or about 36 degrees Celsius for a newborn. Then we've got things like don't leave children in cars alone. They can get really hot very quickly and obviously that causes major issues, if not death. And then we have using child-resistant packaging for medications and discarding unused medications. I do recommend parents go and visit the KidSafe website and also the Royal Life Saving WA website as well for loads of information on preventing drowning and other kid-related injuries. So there's two very, very key organisations that are really focused on injuries in young children.
Yeah, it's almost like we talk about this topic a lot on our segment on Fitter Happier, you know, things that we can do to prevent drowning, things that we can do to prevent overheating in cars, et cetera, and stuff like that around our children. And I feel like it's not almost said enough, but these things we are reiterating a lot of the time because it is a serious issue and things in which we can learn about now in order to reduce that risk of injury in the future. So Samantha, so what is Injury Matters doing to reduce injuries in Western Australia alone?
Well, so Injury Matters leads the way in preventing injury and supporting recovery. We provide programs and services that enable West Australians to live long and healthy lives. The programs and services we deliver cross current and emerging injury priority areas affecting the community. So falls is a massive problem in Western Australia, costs a lot of money and really does affect people's lives. So we run the Stay On Your Feet West Australian Falls Prevention Program for older adults. We also have the Road Trauma Support WA team here. So we're West Australia's information and support services assisting anyone affected by a road crash. No Injury is a program where we're building knowledge, skills and partnership opportunities for the injury prevention workforce, so the sector. We also host every couple of years the Injury Prevention and Safety Promotion Awards. So we celebrate injury prevention and recovery initiatives making a difference in WA. We've just introduced a fairly new program called Community Connect, which is a free and easy join social connection program for older adults living in Western Australia. And, you know, we do lots of other things. We have injury prevention networking opportunities for the sector. We have a range of resources on our website, position statements and submissions. We submit, you know, submissions across a range of topics as well.
So there are some fantastic initiatives being conducted and involved in at the moment as well. I want to know, where can our listeners go for more information about any of the initiatives you just mentioned, as well as general information about injuries?
Yeah, well, look, we've got the Injury Matters website. So if you type Injury Matters Western Australia or WA, that will take you straight there. That has loads of information around our programs and other opportunities. We even have an e-directory on there where people can actually put their exercise programs or other initiatives, register that on there so people can access that way. There's the Healthy WA website. There's also another web page called Injury Prevention in Western Australia. That's actually got, you know, a range of topics of injury prevention that are a priority in WA on there. It's quite interesting. We have Kids Safe and we have Royal Life Saving Society in Western Australia as well. I recommend people go to. So I'm quite happy to provide those links to you if you need them for anything.
Fantastic. Yeah, we'll probably grab them to chuck up on the website as well. But thank you so much for joining us on the program, Sam. I've learned heaps about injuries and decreasing the risk of injury to self and, of course, to others. We appreciate your time here on Fitter Happier.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That was Sam Menzies from Injury Matters chatting to us this morning about understanding some of the key risk factors and preventative measures of reducing risk and injury of ourselves and to others as well. And for more information, as Sam said, you can visit the Injury Matters website, and if you do a quick Google search, you should be able to find it. And for more information, also check out the Healthy WA website. That's healthywa.wa.gov.au. And KidSafe and Royal Life Saving websites are great sources of information to visit as well. We've got about 15 minutes left of the program before I pass on to Jim and Nick with Mortgage Mag. But right now I have